What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady Lou. Welcome to tonight's podcast. It is Monday. I hope everybody had a good start of the week. Just want to get right into the topic as usual. I got my wine. I'm sitting under the tree. Let's get it cracking. Tonight's topic is something that I was contemplating over the weekend and talk about because I was seeing a few people, you know, talking about the, you know, the differences between relationships now that we have, you know, a big influence from society, mainly the internet. And I seen that if you are a YouTube person and you watch YouTube, you've seen that Claire and Queen are expecting a child together. And I'm not going to talk about that too much, but I do want to use them as an example because Queen, first of all, she was married to Chris and they have a child together and they've been divorced maybe 4 or 5 months as we speak, but her and Claire, quote unquote, have been secretly dating or not dating for a year or so. So just to put something on that, or to speak on that, is how you have been divorced but you've been dating for a year but you only have been divorced for 4 months. So the feedback that they've been getting from, you know, their followers and people that watch them, it's like, oh, they were relationship goals and now they're not, and now Claire and her are relationship goals. I'm only going to say that to say this. I want to know, where are we really in society when we allow the things that we see on the internet reflect on how we carry on with our relationships? Because you always see like memes and things where, oh, niggas ain't shit this and bitches ain't shit that. Of course, that's the mindset for niggas and bitches, because I don't think that way, because of course I'm a goddess, I'm not a bitch, I'm a queen, I'm not a bitch. And anybody I want to come in contact with, I will hope that they will have that same mindset as a man, as a king, as a god. And so just to, I want to see, are we that far deep into being programmed that you can't even think for yourself, that now, you know, you have to go public with your relationship? Do you feel like now that we have the internet and all this side chick thing going on, do we have to really put it out there who we with, or do we have to be fake happy just for the internet, just for the acceptance of other people that we don't even fucking know, okay? Just for the acceptance that you need to feel whole from strangers? Like, are we that deep into programming in society that matters? Because I have some guys that say, I don't want to go public, or, you know, I don't want to have to put my relationship out there. Not even because they are doing something. It's just because they want to live in privacy. So I'm asking, like, do we feel it's necessary that this should happen? Like, I want to know from, like, the women and the men, not just the woman as in a whole. I think that this has become a generation where everything has to be proven. You know, I thought, you know, mathematics was something that had to be proven. You know, when the teachers say, show me your work, you know, that's when it really mattered, because you wanted to get the answer correct. You wanted to make sure you had the right answer so you wouldn't embarrass yourself. So is it that same perspective? Is it that same concept that everybody has to show their man or show their woman just to be accepted by society? Personally, I think it's programming and it's bullshit. And I think the internet has really took people out of their real reality. So that, I think that's why this is suicide rate is so high. You know, the homicide rate is so high. So many people are living in depression, you know, because they are looking for clarification or gratification. Excuse me. They're looking for gratification from nothing, honestly. And I say nothing because half of these people that's on the internet are, this is not their real life. And some people are. We're not going to knock those that are living good lives, that are working their asses off and showing it off, you know, to a humble extent. But let's not get caught up that we have billions of people that's on the internet. And I can only say that half of those people are actually living the lives that you see. So I want people to really, you know, take a mind, you know, a mind refreshment, or refresh your mind and take a step back and just really ask yourself, What are you doing? Is this really important? Do everybody really need to know who I'm with, who I'm sleeping with? Am I really allowing the things that goes on and the things that's said on the internet reflect on my thinking and how I feel about a person? Because you can actually love that person for just who they are, not for what they have. You know, you can be a woman without a job, just lost a job, and a man loving you for who you are because they see you have that ambition and that potential. So they got your back. You know, they rocking with you. They helping you get where you need to be. Same thing with the brothers. Some brothers broke, no money, living with moms, doing all types of non-manly things or whatever because you had a downfall. Nope. Who's to say that you won't be up in the next 3 months? Who's to say you won't be up tomorrow? Who's to say, you know, your blessings are not coming? But if you have somebody in your corner that's loving you for you, who you are, and what they believe in from you, why not rock out? Why not see, you know, damn, this person really cares about me and not what I have or what I don't have? And I think that's what we need to get back to. We need to get back to that genuine caring and that genuine loving instead of, you know, looking over people or trying to take advantage of people, which, you know, just trying to take advantage of each other just for the benefit. What's the benefit? You know, like, that goes to show about your spirit, about your soul, you know, how you think about people, where you are with manipulation. And I think it all comes from an influence. It could come from your past, and you could just be an ain't shit person, you know? Shout out to them people too, because it's some people that just ain't shit. And we have to just accept that with a grain of salt and keep it moving. But we can't narrow that down to that's how everyone is in this world, because that would just be a ignorant way of thinking. That would be a wicked way of thinking. So I wanted, you know, just to talk about relationships, society, and the internet, and where we are today with that. And how big of an influence do you think it plays a part? And you know, you guys can always comment on my Facebook, Lady Lou Henry, my Instagram, LadyLou_215, on my Twitter, Music Over Poverty, on this podcast, on any podcast where you want to comment, share, leave me a message. Let me know what you think. You know, I always want to get feedback from you guys because that's who I'm conversing with. Your opinions matter. I want to get other perspectives, other ideas. You know, I'm always open for new ideas, of course. You know, just to see where we are at in today's society, because I know for sure that everybody's not on the same page, but I know what pages we on, and that's our pages, our news feed, where we see this type of detrimental, you know, things that happens and is being said, and in some way, subconsciously, it's influencing us on the way we think and the way we move in today's society. So you already know who this is. This is your girl, Lady Lou, and this is Poverty Talk Podcast, and it's Monday, and I hope you guys have a great evening, a great Tuesday, and I'll talk to you guys on Hump Day. Peace.